Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I think with Jordan, we're seeing the playmaking ability within his game. It's a work in progress. The NFL game is a lot different than the college game as far as that goes, right? I'll just give you one example, situational football. Even onboarding the situational football, not only is he learning a new scheme, but you onboard situational football, there's a lot to learn. There is progress with all these guys. It's a work in progress, right? So that's what I'd say. Jordan's talented, you know, and we're still working on the details with him.
Bobby Babich on Jordan Hancock, fifth-round rookie, Ohio State. Maybe he gets in the lineup at some point during the year, maybe even early, at safety. Good morning. It's a cloudy day.
That's worst-case scenario, right? He has to play.
That Jordan Hancock has to play?
Yeah.
The way you put it,
I like him. But if he's playing, I think it means it's gone horribly wrong.
See, I almost feel like... if it was in that circumstance, then yes, that's bad. If you told me right now, hey, week one of the playoffs, Jordan Hancock is your starting safety, I might guess that that could be a good thing in that, oh, that must mean he's impressed them a lot.
Sure.
Because he's overtaken, who's he overtaken? A second round pick.
Yep.
And a veteran that, while we all know is limited, DeMar Hamlin, we also know they trust in a big way. And he's starting as a rookie when they often don't treat the... like, I might even think that would be a good thing. If it was because he, you know, he kind of earned it. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number if you got a thought on safety. Yesterday, Gabe Davis was visiting with the team, reportedly. We don't have anything on how that went or whether it's even still happening or whether it did happen yesterday or if they pushed it off or whatever. We talked a lot about Gabe Davis yesterday. This probably doesn't surprise you, but we're in fantasy football season. Gabe Davis, last 25 years for the Bills. Most fantasy points in a game, playoffs or regular season, most fantasy points in a game, 52 against the Chiefs with four touchdowns and 200 plus yards.
I'm not playing fantasy football in the playoffs, though.
That's right. So. But they do have it listed just from the stat
line.
They
do, but, like, you know, no one actually cashed out on that. Unless you had him in daily.
Can you give me the other seven Bills since 2000, last 25 years, to have 40 or more fantasy points in a game? Seven Bills, 40 or more fantasy points in a single game.
Well, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen has done it three times.
Okay.
The most he's ever had. He's the only other Bill with 50. He had 52 against the Rams in the loss last year. How about that? The most fantasy points in a game. They lost it 44 to 42.
Stevie Johnson.
Barely. 40 points against the Bengals. That's the why so serious game.
Yep.
He had 40 that day in a 49-31 win over the Bengals in 2010.
This is playoffs and regular season.
Yes, but I will tell you there are no other playoff games on here.
Okay, good to know.
Like, there's no one in Allen in the perfect game.
Shady McCoy.
No LeSean McCoy. Mm. The most LeSean McCoy ever had was 33.
Okay.
Bills beat the Niners in 2016, 45-16. What is that game?
Sammy Watkins.
No Sammy Watkins. I don't remember this win over San Francisco. Oh, yes, I do. Kaepernick. They won one game that year. They were terrible. No on Sammy Watkins. So far, you have Allen and Stevie Johnson. 40 or more fantasy points in a game for the Bills.
Did Diggs ever do it?
Diggs did it. Once. Twice. Great. He did it against the Titans on Monday Night Football. Oh, he had 44. Yeah.
What's the oldest?
And then he also did it against New England in the game where he shouted at a bunch of Patriots fans to go bleep yourself.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Bleep you. Bleep you. Bleep you.
He was, yeah, that was so awesome.
And now he's on New England.
Yes. Fred Jackson.
No on Fred Jackson.
I feel like Fred Jackson. Knox had a game.
I thought Knox, but it was going to be the playoffs to me. That was it, though.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Fred Jackson had 33 points against the Lions in 2010.
Okay.
You're guessing Dawson Knox?
Was he in there?
My list goes through 68 names, and he's not listed.
Yeah.
Okay. I
think so.
Larry Centers is on this list.
Wow.
But not Dawson Knox.
That feels disrespectful.
Larry Centers had 31 points. Lee Evans is correct. Do you know the game? It's not impossible, but it's
three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns, maybe all in the first
from
half.
J.P. Lossman.
Yep, against
the Texans.
Yes.
Woo! I got it. I still got it.
49.5 points. It goes Davis 1, Allen 2, Lee Evans 3 with 49.5 points against Houston. 2006.
I would have never in a million years gotten
it. He had like 275-yard touchdowns on like the first two drives of the game.
Yeah.
I love Lee Evans.
So we've got three left.
Lee Evans with Josh Allen would catch how many yards?
Oh, man.
3,000.
It'd be good.
Not really.
It'd be good.
Isn't he the perfect type of receiver they need?
Yes.
Or could use?
Yes.
Plays on the outside. He's a burner down the field. All right.
Three left?
One, two, three left.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Nope. No other quarterback.
No other quarterback.
Cook?
Look, at Trent Edwards has got a 35-point game.
James
Cook? Where is Fitz? No on James Cook. Fitzpatrick never had a 30-point fantasy game for the Bills.
Wow.
Let alone 40.
Let me throw one in here. T.O.
Nope. Ooh. Now, he did have 35 in that, so close.
Cincinnati game?
No, Jacksonville, where he caught a 98-yard touchdown.
Okay, yep.
So he had 17 on one play, but he didn't get, well, he doubled it. He got the 34.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ooh, Spiller?
Big game. Close. For Spiller? No, 37.7 against Miami in 2011. You still have receivers and running backs left.
Okay. Two receivers and a running back? Is that where we're here?
Other way around.
Okay, two running backs.
Two running backs.
Antoine Smith.
Nope.
Marshawn Lynch.
Nope. It's tough because the Bills
wait.
Always drafted running backs in the
Mike
first
Gillisley.
Round. It's not Mike Gillisley.
Damn it! I was really proud of that one, that it popped into the brain.
Mike Gillisley not in the top 68.
McGahee in there?
McGahee. 40.2 against the Seahawks in 2004 at Seattle. The only thing I remember about that game is that Jerry Rice was on the Seahawks. And it's the only game I ever remember. Well, maybe two. There's two games I remember watching Jerry Rice play football. This is going to really show my age. Make people feel old here, maybe. It's that game with the Seahawks, and then it's the Super Bowl where they got the Raiders lost to the Bucks.
All right, so we have a receiver and a running back left.
Yes.
I can't. I'm not going to be thick and say that it's Thurman.
No, not in 2000 on.
Is Beasley?
I'm sure.
Beasley
did
receiver.
It.
Beasley?
Beasley's not on the list.
John Brown's not on it, I would guess.
Beasley never had 30.
Caught, you would
John
one game
Brown had 34 against Miami in 2019.
Okay.
But not
the
40.
Running back is really bothering me a little.
Yeah. It's not one of the guys now.
Is it before or after I graduated high school, the running back?
Before.
Oh. Not good news for me, Nate.
What kind of question is that? When did you graduate high school?
2010.
I mean, he did cut 15 years off of your guessing game.
2020, so it's a little different.
Right. If you would ask that question, I'd be like, okay, right. So you eliminated Cook. Good job.
Right.
You eliminated a lot.
Singletary.
Singletary's not correct.
No, I.
What's the most Singletary had? Singletary, 12. not on the list.
What good running backs?
You're missing a guy that I think you could argue is on the Mount Rushmore for Bills running backs.
Oh.
Could argue.
Travis Henry?
Travis Henry.
Oh, okay.
He had 40 points against the Jets. They lost in overtime week one, 2002. And then you're missing one receiver
that we should get, right?
43.5 points.
We should get this? Peerless Price?
Yes. Oh. I couldn't even answer whether he should have gotten it before he got it. Peerless Price. Remember the game?
Peerless
Long time ago,
Price.
But it's a memorable Bills game.
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe.
Patriots comes to mind, but I don't think it's the Patriots game.
At Minnesota.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that.
45-39 in overtime.
Okay.
Price in overtime caught a 48-yard touchdown pass to win it.
Okay, I actually remember that game.
He ended the day, listen to this stat line from Peerless Price. 16 targets, 13 catches, 185 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Deece.
For Peerless Price day. In that game. That was also in the top 10 here.
Decent day.
If you are interested in like what the record is,
yeah,
all time for the Bills, like doesn't
Number
matter
one.
What you know, if I take off the 2000 to 2025, the most fantasy points in a game by a Buffalo Bill ever was Jerry Butler, who had 60.7 in week 4, 1979. And then you got Cookie Gilchrist in there and then Gabe Davis.
But these are projected stats. No one was playing fantasy football back then.
Well, they are. I mean, they are stats.
Yeah.
You just have to convert touchdowns to 6 and, you know, yards to 0.1. It's a pretty easy conversion. You know, no one was playing fantasy football in 1979. I bet somebody was out there doing it.
I don't know.
Sal talked about doing it in the 80s when he was in college. So, maybe. 79, someone was out there playing fantasy.
Maybe.
In 79.
Yeah. It's not the industry that it is now, obviously.
When did you start playing fantasy?
High school.
High school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have my league that got together our junior year of high school is still going.
Yep.
We originally made a rule, and the league is called the Legion of Dads. That
okay.
When you became a father, you immediately got kicked out of the league. But we didn't do it.
What kind of rule is that?
We were 16. We were like, hey, when you have a kid, you get kicked out of fantasy. But then we all became adults, and then everyone started having kids. We're like, all right, that doesn't seem like this league will be able to continue on.
It's a ridiculous rule. Yeah. We talked about in our league, considering it did not pass even close, but the John Hamm rule. For your fantasy league, are you familiar with the John Hamm rule?
I am not familiar with the John Hamm rule.
For those out there that are not familiar with the John Hamm rule for your fantasy league, essentially what it is let's say you have an odd number of teams in your league.
Okay.
You're actually not going to have an odd number. What is going to happen is, and the reason this is John Hamm rule, because John Hamm is in a league like this, he told the story of it. Let's say you have 13 people that are in the league. You all show up to the draft, okay? You're getting ready to draft. You all show up to the draft.
Okay.
Right before the draft begins, the champion from the previous season gets to stand up and make an announcement of who's not participating in the league that year.
He gets to, relegate somebody.
Yes. We're all at a table. We're a bunch of I won last year. I stand up and go, Nate.
You're out.
Take a hike. You're not playing this year. So imagine you are at the draft. You're ready to draft your team. You're ready to win it. And you get pointed at. You're not playing this year. That's the John Hamm rule. Could definitely end some friendships.
Yeah.
How does it affect draft order, though? Like, what if you're supposed to...
You randomize
like,
it.
If we did that in my high school league, it would be the same person every year. Everyone would just pick the same person.
I think he went on to say there's a rule where you can't... Like, the same person can't get picked 2 years in a row.
Okay.
But maybe you'd
have to make that
year.
Rule in our league.
Then you would just have a 12-team league.
Yeah.
Or you would just you would have just kicked him out permanently.
Yeah, right.
And just gone through the mechanics of it every year. You don't need that in your lives, that rule. Just do a guillotine.
No, I agree. You definitely don't need that.
Just do a guillotine league. You do it every week. But it's natural and it's earned when you get kicked out. Guillotine leagues. Which by the way, they have on all the apps now. Thinking Sleeper, they're called Chop Leagues.
Yeah.
They're called Guillotine Leagues on Yahoo. So if you're one out there and like, I don't want to run it, I don't want to do the manual stuff, this season the apps and the sites are starting to do it.
That was my biggest thing with Guillotine was the manual.
Right. But now
the labor.
Now it's automatic. Extendo Sports, when we come back, and we'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.